He's still buried in the snow. They don't know if he's unconscious or dead. He's been there long enough he should have froze to death. But he was one of the taken. They did not die easily. Especially not Howler. I glanced at Lady. She told me, "I can't tell from here." Croker said, "They also caught Cordy Mather and his gang. They asked what to do about them. He was poking and squeezing Long Shadow's limbs, looking for broken bones, I guess. He told Lady, this man hasn't eaten right for a long time.
Maybe he was worried about poison."
She stared down at the Shadow Master's mask. She started to reach. "You sure you've canceled all of his spells?" the old man asked.
"You can't ever be sure with somebody you don't know. Magan, did you ever see him with this off?"
The messenger from Blade pricked up his ears. He was collecting stories to share with the guys. "No, how would I manage that? I never saw him before right now." She took the hint. Croker said, "What I want, Mergen, is for you to round up some men, including One Eye, even if you have to carry him and go help Blade. And maybe keep an eye on him, Chief? Him and Mather being such good buddies. Be careful with Howler, but bring him in if you can." I grunted unhappily. Lady took hold of Long Shadow's mask. The old man asked me, "You found out anything more about the planting season around here?" I gave him a baffled look. That was an odd shift of subject. But he did that. His mind sometimes ran a dozen directions at once. He continued, "We've got to get crops planted if we mean to stay here. That, or pull a Mogaba and start eating each other." Lady pulled the Shadow Master's mask away. Long Shadow arced as though stabbed, his eyes opened, but he could do nothing else. He'd been constrained and silenced by a master. I asked, "Why don't we move into his place? There's supplies in there. Some. An overlook is sure a whole hell of a lot drier inside than here. I don't recognize him." The Shadow Master's face was gaunt and oriental, but pale as lard. There were just a few teeth in his open mouth, supporting Croker's assessment of his diet. He looked like a guy who'd suffered repeated bouts with rickets or scurvy or something like that.
"Neither do I," Lady said. She sounded badly disappointed.
I do believe she really expected him to be one of the taken, or at least someone she'd encountered in the past. I asked, "Is this a problem?"
"I was hoping for a break. Something to make life easier."
"You picked the wrong husband. Boss, can I get out there and back before dark?" The messenger nodded.
"Easy. It's only 4 miles. There's road most of the way, and it's still in good shape."
Smoke groaned again. There was a taint of fear there this time. Lady frowned his way. He was a problem she wished she had time to explore. "Get a move on," Croker told me. "It'll get dark eventually."
Darkness always comes.
I love walking in the rain. I beckoned the messenger, went back outside. A walk in the rain wouldn't be that awful. I couldn't get any more wet. I told Ty Day, "The captain wants us to go collect some prisoners."
Chapter 74. There are disadvantages to traveling wet. You get a lot of chafing, for example. By the time I caught up with Blade, I had blisters on my feet and a raw spot inside my right thigh that burned awfully, and I still had to go back the other way.